This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There is a third vaccine now to protect you against COVID-19. Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine has now been approved and is shipping now. States will have it to begin administering it tomorrow. 4 million doses at first, ramping up to a total of 100 million by the end of June, says Johnson & Johnson. A lot of people are pointing out that it's less effective than the Pfizer and Moderna shots, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is a good vaccine.
It's got greater than 85% efficacy after severe disease and critical disease, and there were no deaths or hospitalizations in any of the countries that were tested. And remember, they tested in the United States, in South Africa, and in South America.
He was on ABC's This Week. Former President Trump is hinting he may run again in 2024. Mr. Trump made his first public appearance since leaving the White House last night in Orlando at a conservative political conference. And he said he's not forming a third party, despite rumors.
There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over. We've just started.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's truly sorry if anybody, quote, misinterpreted remarks he made as flirtation. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
For the first time, Governor Andrew Cuomo is acknowledging his behavior with women, in his words, may have been insensitive or too personal, and will now allow a full investigation after a second former staffer says he sexually harassed her. The Democrat maintains he never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone, but teased people about their personal lives to be playful.
Nomadland is the best picture in the drama category at the Golden Globes. This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is accusing Iran of attacking an Israeli-owned ship in the Gulf of Oman last week. Karen Shamas has the latest from overseas on this ship, which suffered an explosion on board.
An Israeli-owned cargo ship that suffered a mysterious explosion in the Gulf of Oman has come to Dubai's port for repairs. The blast on the ship revived security concerns in Middle Eastern waterways amid heightened tensions with Iran. The hulking Israeli-owned MV Helios Ray is sitting at dry dock facilities at Dubai's Port Rashid. Whilst no one was hurt on board the ship, the vessel sustained four holes in total just above the waterline. It remains unclear what caused the blast, but the incident comes amid sharply rising tensions between the US and Iran over its unraveling 2015 nuclear deal. Iran has sought to pressure President Joe Biden's administration to grant the sanctions relief it received under the agreement that was abandoned by the Trump administration. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.